All that people are aware of is the form that this moment takes. They are not aware of the space of this moment. All they are aware of is the forms in their consciousness. They are not aware of the space that enables all the mental forms to be there. And what they do is, because their egoic identity, the story-based sense of self, says, this moment is not enough, not good enough, it's not fulfilling me, I need more. Because of the need and the search for more, there's a desperate focus on future. Future is okay for making little practical plans, but there's a desperate psychological need for future, because the sense of identity believes that only the future will give you the more that you need to be fully yourself. And people who have acquired more and more realize at some point that they still don't feel fulfilled. No matter how many mental objects they accumulate, external objects that become mental objects, no matter how much they accumulate, always there's this feeling, not enough yet. And so you find many wealthy people desperately searching for more experiences that they want to buy. Let's try this new drug, or more and more relationships, or more and more journeys, travel it here and there, try this. Nothing is ultimately fulfilling, only a little bit of... And then finally they may realize it's not to be found on that level. It's not to be found on that. I cannot find myself there. I cannot find myself through adding more to who I think I am. I can play with form. It's beautiful. Explore this. Learn a new language. But if I'm using it to find myself, it will never satisfy me. It won't do the job. And what people are desperately longing for is to have a deep feeling of rootedness, of identity, of being truly who you are, of being a sense of deep, deep safety, security, and aliveness. Ah, that's what they ultimately want, to feel your being as a continuous state. And nothing in the world of objects, thought objects, can do that for you. Nothing, no matter how much more you add, can do that for you. In other words, no future, no matter how much more future you have, can do that for you to help you find who you truly are. The only access point to that is now, because you already are fully yourself on the deepest level. Only on the level of form could you add more. It does not complete who you are. And people learn that lesson sometimes who have accumulated much on the level of form and lose everything. They suddenly lose every one of the accumulated forms, relationships, possessions, status, jobs, reputation, money. All forms that I identified with as me have there's a moment of dreadful fear and panic, and then it has sometimes happened to some of them that suddenly there was enormous peace and clarity. For the first time in their life, they experienced the sense of inner space. And they experienced it because the accumulation of objects in their mind crumbled. That is the grace that is hiding behind death and any kind of deep loss. Because there's always the potential, when some objects leave you, that which you are underneath the level of objects can then emerge. But it can also emerge when your attention moves into the present moment and you realize first that this is all there ever is. And secondly, you realize the insanity of denying, resisting, running away from the present moment, whatever form it takes, which is what the egoic self tends to do.